It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Rupp Arena here in downtown Lexington. I'm Dan Manley. It's the 49th or 50th girls' state tournament since we brought it back in 1975, depending on whether you wanted to count the pandemic year or not. And to start things off today, day two of the opening round, the Bethlehem Banshees take on the Pikeville Lady Panthers. Ivan Rawls is with the head coach of the Pikeville Lady Panthers, Christy Orm, right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the coach of the Lady Panthers of Pikeville High School, Coach Christy Orm. And Coach, you've had a lot of success throughout your career at different stops, but it seems like Pikeville's home to you. You're back in Eastern Kentucky, and that's why it has to mean so much more when you can bring these young girls here on this platform.
Right, you know, other than getting JT and with excellent coaches and excellent programs, getting back with 15th region basketball was important to me, and being able to get here and be successful and watch these girls grow and how they work so hard for each other, and just how that our region and our area loves basketball and how much it means to them. It's been fun.
This nucleus of this group has meant a lot to you personally and to that community. To try to make that run one more time this year, what would that mean?
It's everything to us. You know, last year was a gut punch. And so we made sure that everything we did in the summer and throughout the year was to prepare us to be tested and to be prepared for this run.
This season has been a lot of experiences. Yeah. You've gone out and really, really challenged yourself.
Yeah.
Gone out of state, gone to Louisville. What do you hope, and maybe what did you learn from those experiences?
Well, we went to New York City and played the best team around for a reason, you know, and was able to go to Louisville and play Incarnate Word. He's won 130 straight, and it's been fun, and it's been an experience, because at least today our girls should not walk out on the court and be scared, because they played against the best of the best. This past summer we went to Maryland and played, like, unbelievable teams there, and so it's just, you know, they should walk out on the floor and feel comfortable.
You've been here during this week before, and we always talk about if you have good guard play,
yep,
it'll take you far.
I feel like
you've got a pretty special young lady that's going to be patrolling this floor for you today. What needs to happen for her, and what can she do to advance you to this one?
Yeah, I'll just say this. Her first time here was my first time here. It was also her birthday, and today is her birthday again. So in seventh grade, we came here on Trinity's birthday. Today, we're back again on her birthday. And what she has done and the time to prepare for this moment, I just hope that she just goes out there and smiles and enjoys every minute of it.
I had a college teammate say, you play how you look.
Yeah.
If that's any indication today, you and your team are ready to go.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Christy Orm, head coach for the Lady Panthers of Pikeville High School. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We return. We'll have more here from the Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Jason Clark has done quite a job with these Bethlehem Banshees over the recent seasons, and they're back again, and even more star power now. Ivan Rawls is with Coach Clark right now.
Here with head coach Jason Clark with the Banshees of Bethlehem, and coach, obviously you've been preparing for this matchup the last couple of days, but what gave you more stress trying to figure out what you was going to wear, knowing what Coach Christy Orr might put on today? Or was it really, really truly game planning for this matchup today?
I knew I had no chance to outdress her. I know that for a fact. We're happy to be here. We know we got a tall task. They're a great team. She's a great coach, so we'll have our hands full.
Hey, we know that your Banshees are more than their star player, Leah Macy. They had to prove that through the season, had to go through the adversity of not having her available. What did you learn during that span, and then how does it make you that much better now that you do have her available?
Well, it made other players have to step up, and they've continued that progression, and then adding her back to the mix, it definitely makes you better. I mean, she's a phenomenal player. In hindsight, it probably made us better. I wish we'd have had her the whole time, but, it is what it is. So I'm glad she's back now, and we'll see what happens there.
What's different about this edition of the Banshees that maybe we haven't seen the last couple of years when you've been really good?
Nothing. I mean, we play the same way we've played since I've been the head coach here, and it's the way we're going to continue to play, because it's a fun, exciting brand of basketball, and we've got the athletes to kind of play the way we want to, so that's the way we're going to go.
You go against this Pikeville team. They've challenged themselves this year. They've got an outstanding player in their own right, Trinity Rowe, and a good complementary around her. Talk about this team, what you saw when you were scouting.
They like to shoot the three. We'll have to definitely be aware of that. Trinity's a phenomenal player. I don't know if you can control her, but we're going to try like heck to slow her down for sure. So that might be a little harder to do than just saying about it too. So.
What's the score band need to be at, you think, for success for your team in this matchup?
We score a lot of points, so, of course, we want to get up and down the court and, try to outscore people because our defense has not been great all year. So, hopefully we can get up and down the court and get some easy buckets and maybe create a little offense off our defense.
Last thing you'll say to these young ladies before they take the court here today.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Play your hardest and leave it on the court and see what happens.
Coach, thanks for your time as always.
Thank
you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Jason Clark, head coach for the Banshees of Bethlehem. We're ready to start opening round day two here at the KHSAA Bingy Beef Jerky's Girls Sweet 16. The first matchup today will be Bethlehem taking on Pikeville out of Eastern Kentucky. It should be a dandy, as well as the other three matchups we'll see throughout the day here at the historic Rupp Arena here in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll return here on the Gateway Sports Network after this 2-minute timeout.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkie's Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Will Keith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores. In case you missed the action yesterday, we opened up with Owsley County jumping out to a 15-point lead on Bowling Green, but the Lady Purples battled back and got a 46-44 win to advance. Then McCracken County pretty methodically put away Russell 50-33. It was Butler with a late flurry beating Anderson County 58-49. And then last night, Franklin County, boy, they blanketed North Laurel with a great defense and won 51-30. So tomorrow at 11 a.m., it'll be Bowling Green and McCracken County, followed by Butler and Franklin County. Here we open up with Bethlehem and Pikeville. It's important to note now, because of travel and things, the way they work the bracket, the winner of this game will play the winner tonight's first game between Clark County and Sacred Heart. Our second game this afternoon will be Owensboro and Henderson County, and that winner will play the winner of the final game tonight between Cooper and Danville Christian. So keep that in mind. A lot of people can get confused on this lower bracket in terms of what's happening in the next round, but just those changes in terms of who's going to play who coming up. We'll be back, and we're going to set the stage by giving you some numbers of that. Boy, are they impressive, particularly for the Banshees of Bethlehem. We'll be back after we step out 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
Bethlehem's Banshees, they roll in here with a 26-8 record. Their losses include McCracken County, who we'll see tomorrow in the quarterfinal round. They lost an early game. They lost four games in a row to really quality teams when, again, they did not have the services of Leah Macy, falling to Bardstown, Covington, Holy Cross, DuPont Manual, and then Barron County. Then they lost at Pikeville to this team without Leah Macy, 78-52. So a lot of people would say, is Macy going to make up 26 points?
Yeah.
Well, she averages 25.3, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to go ahead and say that, yeah. I knew that would be the question that was going to get asked. Yeah, yeah, she can make up that difference.
Bethlehem has won the last 12 games in a row coming in, and Leah Macy has played in 24 of the 34 games for the Banshees. She averages 25.3 points a game. She averages 13.8 rebounds per game. She hits 69% of her field goal attempts, and she also makes 55.6% of her threes, and she's hit 40 over the course of the season. She's not their main three-point shooter. Carly Thurman gets that role, and she is hitting 41% of her three-point shots over the course of the year. As a team, Bethlehem, 49.8% from the field, 38% from the three-point line, just under 74% from the charity stripe, and they come in averaging 72.7 points a game. Pikeville at 55.6. You know, when you see that, too, it's pretty obvious. Pikeville doesn't want to slow this game down, Ivan, but they don't want it played at a rapid pace either. They just want to be in control. They've got the player to do that.
Yeah, they really do. And we saw Leah Macy a year ago when she was at Mercy Academy. Just basically said, hey, get on my back and I'll take you wherever we need to go. And literally did that for two games. It seemed at times a year ago. She's that type of player, again, a generational type of player. We're talking about a top 10 player in the nation here, folks. We're not talking about just, a super talented player just within the state confined. This is nationally that we're talking about. And, you know, if she was bigger and stronger, you'd probably be talking about that with Trinity Rose. She has that type of skill set. She has that type of approach to the game. She's just unbelievable. And, again, we're talking about a D1 athlete in her own right going to play at Southern Miss and Trinity Rose. Truly one of the special players that we've seen in the times of covering the girls' state tournament here on the radio. She is phenomenal, and that's why you love it when you get to see these matchups and these super, ultra-ly talented athletes out on the floor. She's going to dictate pace, you know, for her team as much as she possibly can. She's going to get it out, as you talked about. She's a facilitator first, the scorer second.
Watch her right now, Ivan, as she warms up, and I'm going to tell you something about her. I just watched her. That was seven in a row that she has made. And I'm not talking about standing in place. She stands out by the midcourt stripe.
Yeah.
She finally missed one, but she rotates around the circle. She has a girl who rebounds for her during the warm-ups, and it is constant, perpetual motion for Trinity Rose. She never stops, and I had a chance to talk to her about this down at the All-A Classic, and she said that she and her dad had worked out a pregame routine, and they had determined that she played her best when she had really worked up a sweat, when she was really engaged physically before the game ever started, that made her play better. And, wow, I mean, conditioning, she's already played a couple of games before the game ever starts. But it never seems to bother. She seems to be in such a phenomenal condition I think it's just how well her team plays around her and reacts to her and moves without the ball.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because you have to try to contain her. You know she's going to have the ball in her hand. It's just a matter of, where is she going to be least effective? And that's what you try to do with her when you've got a guard of this nature. But you talked about her getting herself worked up. You know, there are coaches that, when they have young players, will play them on JV when there's a JV varsity game just to get them, worked up and ready to go for game time. And so that's what she's essentially doing. Everybody talks about, like, Steph Curry and the way he works out before game. It's a routine that he puts himself through unlike any others. And for some players, that really works. Get them all lathered up, get them in the flow and the feel of what it's going to be when it gets to game time, so they're already at game speed. I used to always say, hey, shoot the shots you're gonna take in a game. You know, don't go out here and do things and kind of lollygag through it. Get yourself ready. And that's what she was doing. You know, she was going out to midcourt and coming back, and she's shooting into that three-point shot. Because she's going to be leading the break a lot of times, that's the shot she's going to get a lot of times. And, you know, we see so often, Dan, defenses don't stop the ball initially. And if they don't, and you got her to get that good look for the three, she's going to kill you. And so she's doing those things that are getting her ready. You know, I sometimes see post players come out and start shooting a bunch of threes. I'm like, you know, how many opportunities are you going to get in a game to shoot those threes? You know, and, you know, you may go out there and shoot a couple, but, you know, don't do that all the time. I'll never forget Whitney Lee and the big shot she hit in the semifinals down at Eastern at Kentucky University back in 98. You know, and it was like, yeah, you hardly ever seen Whitney shoot a jump shot getting ready for a game, but she had it in her repertoire, and when she most needed it, she took it, and she had to. But you never saw her. She was down there working on her post moves, things that she knew the majority of time she was going to be taking in a game situation.
Well, Pikeville, they've got plenty of weapons to use that we will see today. I mean, Roe averages 16.2 points a game. She shoots at a high clip. She is their leading three-point shooter on the season, so at 40.3. We'll be back. National Anthem starting lineups are coming up when we return to Rupp Arena in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
WMST Mount Sterling.
We get ready now for the introduction of our starting lineups. Let's head down the way to our public address announcer.
At the Civil Back Center for the thrill and excitement of the greatest show in hoops, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. This contest features the 15th region champions with a record of 27-5, the Pikeville Lady Panthers. And the 5th region champions with a record of 26-8, the Banshees of Bethlehem. Fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Chop. For Pikeville, at a guard, a 5'5" senior, number 11, Trinity Rowe. For Bethlehem, at a guard, a 5'7" junior, number 2, Tessa Miles. For Pikeville, at a guard, a 5'5" senior, number 12, Kristen Whited. For Bethlehem, at a guard, a 5'5" senior, number 4, Kinsey Clayton. For Pikeville, at a guard, a 5'6" senior, number 22, Kiera Thornsbury. For Bethlehem, at a forward, a 5'7" senior, number 3, Ashlyn Miles. For Pikeville, at a forward, a 5'6" junior, number 23, Leanne Jackson. For Bethlehem, at a forward, a 5'7" senior, number 13, Carly Thurmond. For Pikeville, at a forward, a 5'6" senior, number 32, Riley Theis. For Bethlehem, at center, a 6'2" junior, number 44, Leah Macy. The head coach for Pikeville, Christy Oram. The head coach for Bethlehem, Jason Clark. The officials for today's game are Josh Pertzong, Andy Dunn, and Kenneth Kegley. The alternate official is John McMillan.
So there you have our starting lineups for today's game. And very important, what's going to make a difference in this game? I think one of the things that has to happen for Pikeville is that Leanne Jackson, who they list at 5'6", Ivan, but
I'm going to pull a tape measure out on that because I never did agree with that.
But and she is the physical presence inside against Macy. She's, Macy is so physically strong in addition to being 6'3", and also has an element of quickness. She's maybe not fast running down the floor, but around the basket she has quickness.
That'd be interesting to see how they guard her. They put somebody in front and somebody behind her. Maybe they put Jackson in front of her to, kind of disturb the sight line, and then maybe put Theis behind her or something of that nature. You just never know. And it depends on, how you trust your guards to be able to stay in front of the ball out front a lot of times when you're going against a player like this.
Pikeville in black uniforms, maroon numerals that are trimmed in a light blue.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Banshees, they are in white uniforms, blue numerals trimmed in gold. We've got the Bethlehem bench right in front of us, and Bethlehem will move left to right on your dial here in this first half of play, and they got the ball first. Macy got the tap, and moving down offensively is Ashlyn Miles. Again, you have Tessa and Ashlyn Miles, a senior and a junior, the sisters, and driving over the right side. They finally get the ball to Macy on the top of the key, spins and weaves, goes down the lane, flips it up and in with the left hand, and it looked awfully easy for her to beat the defense off the dribble from the top of the key right there.
Yeah, they had Theis on her, smaller player, because they don't want to get Jackson in the early foul trouble, it looks like.
Now, defensively, Bethlehem is man-to-man, and Rowe is being guarded by Kinsey Clayton. Clayton is both players are about 5'5". Clayton's going to try to use her quickness, driving down the lane, flipping it up and missing the shot. Close to the basket is Laren Collins, and rebounded by Macy, who rips down the floor, hands it off, going for the basket, but now fanning it to the right side, and shot is put up off the right baseline from short distance by Ashlyn Miles, no good, and rebounded by Pikeville. Bringing it down, and Laren Collins handles the ball well, backing up Trinity Rowe, who has it right now, drives it on the left baseline, and flips up a left-hand shot, left it a little bit short, made a nice move, and then Macy with the rebound, and we get a jump ball. They moved in and tied her up, and Pikeville will get the ball back. You would think, what difference does that make early in this game? Pikeville, they like to score. They need to get on the board as quick as they can. Hey, there's a back cut going under and putting it up and in on a nice play is Trinity Rowe, as Leah Macy got caught away from the basket that time.
Yeah, and that was just a cagey move by the senior in Trinity Rowe once she inbounds the ball to get herself free.
Now, here's Carly Thurman, the senior. Bands it down to the right baseline to Ashlyn Miles. Miles to Macy, who's 18 feet from the basket right side. Macy goes in, puts up a 12-footer that rattles in.
Right now, she's able to pick and choose where she gets wants to get to for her shot right now against the smaller Theis.
You got to double her in some way to try to keep the ball away from her. Or now breaking inside with a nice move was Laren Collins, who spun around and put it right up and in, and we were tied at four apiece. We played just a little bit over 2 minutes. And Macy outside for a three and left it short. Rebounded in there by Tessa Miles and banks it up and in off the left side from about 10 feet away.
And when Leah Macy shoots that shot and doesn't make it, you've got to get the defensive rebound. That's inexcusable for Pikeville.
Rowe drives down to the left baseline, sends it right corner. Three on the way is good. And she can knock them down. Kristen Whited is a terrific three-point shooter in the first lead of the game for Pikeville at 7-6. Here's Macy. Three-point line. Puts it on the deck. Goes for the basket. Lays it up, and it rolled off. Couldn't finish it strong. Was kind of going away from the basket, and the rebound taken off by Thurman. And with the ball now on the offensive end. I said Thurman. It was Jackson, of course. Jackson with the rebound. Outside away from the basket is Collins. Top of the key. Maybe getting away with a walk is Whited. Kind of happy feet out there. Whited goes down the right baseline. She's covered up. And now Christy Oram, well off to our right, was up and said, this is what we want to do against this man-to-man defense that's put up right now. Here is Rowe. They double her. Sends it over on the right side to Collins. Now inside the circle from 18 feet, missing the shot, is Riley Theis, and it's rebounded by Macy. Macy brings it across the timeline and gives it up. Thurman goes right, sends it off the right baseline for a three-point shot that is up and no good by Kenzie Clayton, running it down all the way. Whited puts it up and in with the left hand. Whited with 5 points, and Pikeville leads it 9-6 with half of the opening quarter gone. Here outside, Thurman couldn't get away the three. Now, top of the key, a three is up, and it bounces off. And Macy with the rebound puts it back up and in. Seems with the left hand off that miss by Thurman.
Seems unfair, especially when Jackson's not underneath the rim for Pikeville.
There's a steal by Thurman. Thurman racing the other way, doesn't have numbers, but kicks it left side. Not taking the shot is Clayton inside Macy, up off the glass and missed it. A little bit far from the basket, trying to use a tough angle. Roll back the other way. She tried to hook a pass inside, lost, but picked up and followed up and put up an in.
They stayed relentless. They went all to the rim there. The Pikeville players, they really beat Bethlehem up the floor that time to get that putback.
Jackson with the follow, and it's 11-8. Jackson's first points. 3:08 to play here. Driving around the key, and we get a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be the one they don't want to pick up, because that's going to be on Thurman. I mean, on Jackson. Jackson picking up her first foul, and it will send Kenzie Clayton to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Free throw is up and good. Kenzie Clayton, Ashlyn Miles, Clayton, and Thurman are seniors. Macy and Tessa Miles are the juniors in the lineup for Bethlehem. She makes another free throw, and it's 11-10 for Pikeville. Rowe and Whited and Collins and Theis are all seniors. Leanne Jackson, the junior, in their lineup. Here's Rowe out near the timeline. Guard out there into the game now is Gracie Osborne, who's defending Rowe. And now right side, Collins for a three, no good. Long kick off the iron. Picked up on a dead run by Tessa Miles. Races down. Rowe is back. She challenges her. Missed the shot. Rebound. Thurman gets it. Back up in the lane. It won't go. Thurman again puts it up. No good. Macy gets it and puts it up and in. Four tries.
And every time, you know, it seems like Bethlehem's getting those multiple chances. Jackson isn't underneath the rim. She's high out on the floor.
12-11 roll. Great crossover dribble. Goes up and banks it in off the left side. Big time. I mean, she left the defender flat-footed, and Pikeville regains the lead at 13-12. 2:08 left. in this opening quarter. Here is Thurman driving into the lane from left to right and flips it up and it rolls in. Carly Thurman's first 2 points of the game. Banshees are back ahead, 14-13.
Yesterday we saw a lot of great defense. Today, early on, we're seeing a lot of good offense.
Here's a bounce pass to Jackson, who comes and brings Macy away from the basket. Back over to Rowe. Rowe behind the screen by Jackson. Macy picks her up. She moves to the left corner and fires a three. Good.
It didn't matter to her that Leah Macy was in front of her. She felt like she could get the shot off just because Macy was in fear of her going by her.
Rowe has seven. It's 16-14, Pikel. Driving from the left side and sending it over to Thurman on the right baseline. She missed the shot. Rebound comes to Rowe down the left baseline. She's out of there. Whips a left-hand pass down to Whited. Back to Macy. Steps into a three. No good. Rebound. Jackson puts it up. No good, but there's going to be a foul.
Bethel was very lucky that Trinity Road didn't get three defenders. That was the shot she was taking during warm-ups we talked about, Dan. That was, she got an excellent look, and, boy, that could have been huge for Pikeville.
Foul was on Ashlyn Miles, her first. A couple of shots are coming, and they won't happen until we come back from a break. We've got a minute 13 to play in this opening quarter with Pikeville up 16-14 on Bethlehem, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Got a correction. We were calling Kyra Thornsbury, Laren College, and it's Thornsbury. Thornsbury at 5'6 senior, has a couple of points already. She's been a player for them. Right now at the free throw line is Leanne Jackson for two shots and puts it up no good. Hard off the back of the iron. Jackson has 2 points. One foul each way, so free throw is no good, and Macy tips the rebound and comes away with it. Didn't have inside position, able to get the rebound, comes down. Her team down by three at 17-14, or by two at 16-14. Off on the right wing, Kenzie Clayton gives to Macy beyond the top of the key. Oh, what a crossover dribble. 12-footer rolls off. Man. Soft touch. Thought it was going to go, but it didn't. And the rebound taken by Thornsbury. Has it on the left wing right now. Gives it to Whited beyond the top of the key, up out beyond the circles. Rowe trying to get away, being guarded by Kenzie Clayton right now. Here's Whited with it. Rowe, right wing, has it. Rowe looking. You think Rowe hadn't faced a lot of good defenses in her day? I mean,
she's probably seen a number of different teams.
Rowe trying to get free right now. Couldn't get away from Macy, who picked her up on a switch for a shot. Macy is all the way out on the floor to guard her, too.
And they've gotten the ball back in her hands. They're going to try to set her up for this last possession here.
6 seconds to go. Here she goes. Got to put it. Got to shoot it. And makes a maneuver and buries a three-point shot. Wow, what a play by the veteran Trinity Rowe, who has 10 points in the first quarter. And Pikeville has a 19-14 lead after a quarter of play. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
What's the three-point shot worth? Well, we just saw it right there in that first quarter of play, Ivan. Pikeville made three. Bethlehem missed the three that they put up there. Pikeville was 3 of 5. That's a nine-point differential. They've got a five-point lead right now. And this Pikeville team, they have shot the three ball well, but Bethlehem has shot it well, too, but they didn't make one there in that first quarter.
Yeah, they really didn't. And, you know, Bethlehem's going to need other contributors. Scoring-wise, other than rely heavily upon Liam Macy to get their point production. But the way they're defending the pick-and-roll, too, is to Pikeville's advantage at times when they get that switch.
Here's Thurman, looks back to Macy, who's at a high post. Spinning around, now goes down the lane, takes the pass, turns a triple-teamer. They take the ball away from her.
They were waiting on that.
Yeah. And here's Rowe with it. Rowe moves down, moves to the center of the floor, kicks it in the left corner, whited an open three. Good.
There she goes. With that unique spin on the ball, you know, if it catches much rim, it's probably going to kick wildly off. But, boy, she's
Whited's got eight. It's 22-14. Pikeville in control of this game here early. Going down inside, spinning and missing the shot on the left baseline. Ashlyn Miles just rolled off, made a really nice move into the game for Pikeville right now is sophomore Kylie Alvin. Here's Rowe dribbling. Yep. Macy's out there, but now they're going to switch back. So Pikeville, and they could take the lead to double figures right now on Bethlehem with the basket. Rowe on the top of the key.
She's still
can't shake
right
free
now.
Of Clayton, but yeah, she says she would have taken a shot if she could have gotten free right there. Good defense by Clayton, and now Whited is guarded by Macy way out high. Rowe breaks off a screen, comes top of the key. Good patience here. Whited might have gotten away with the wall, goes in the lane, missed a short jumper, and the rebound claimed by Tessa Miles. We get a foul on Pikeville.
Yeah, you can see Pikeville's going to continue to run that pick and roll as much as possible. They're going to continue to run that pick and roll to probably pull Macy away from the basket, one, and then two, hopefully they can get a favorable matchup out on the floor that can get by her.
Riley Theis gets her first foul, first of this second quarter. Macy got away with the walk right there. So it's tit for tat on that. Each team, I think, has dodged the ball. And they weren't really marketable. They're just things that sometimes you notice over here. Macy goes in, goes up from 10 feet, missed a shot. Little fall-away jumper, and Rowe comes back the other way. Sends it over on the left side to Alvin, little guard, drives through, goes to the right side, and leaves it off to Whited. Whited is very thin and small, but very crafty with the ball. And as we've seen, she can shoot the three. They get it at a high post to Thornsbury. Now Whited gets it back, goes under, flips it up and in over Macy.
And the entire time she had her eyes on her to see how Macy might try to attack and defend the rim.
10-point lead, 24-14. Bethlehem needs points right now. Driving in, going all the way to the basket as Miles got too far under, missed it. Rebound taken out of there. Rowe is stopped in midcourt but fouled in midcourt by Kinsey Clayton. Her first of this second quarter. Pikeville will inbound the ball with 5.5 to go in this first half. And Coach Clark in front of us, you wonder what's going through his mind right now. You got to try to stem the tide a little bit and think that, you know, Pikeville, they made 10 of 17 field goals, 59%. They've hit 4 of 6 three-point shots. Bethlehem's only made 6 of 20 and missed all three threes. So here is Rowe moving off the left side, goes down the baseline, sends it a cross-court pass. Now they get it back on the left. Jump shot put up, no good. Macy the rebound. Didn't come close that time by Theis. Lead pass ahead. Thurman goes for the basket. Puts it up. It doesn't go, but a foul. And that personal will be on Kylie Alvin, her first. Team foul number two. A couple of free throws coming for Carly Thurman.
Here's the thing. You know, Pike has been able to build this lead. Jackson's on the bench getting some rest, not risking picking up any cheap fouls while, you know, Macy's having to stay out on the floor the entire time for Bethlehem to give them their best chance. So you got to wonder, as this game goes along, you know, do these early minutes of rest pay big dividends even more for Pikeman?
24-15, 24-16 as Thurman knocks down a pair of free throws. She has 4 points. 8-point lead. Rowe, again, working against Clayton. Picked up on a switch, goes into the lane. Shot is up, no good, and what do we got?
Got a foul. Is it on Macy?
That personal foul is going to be on Macy. So Macy gets her first foul, second team foul in the second quarter. And Rowe's free throw is up and good. Rowe has 11, and Whited has 10 now. And Coach Christy Orm is going to go down her bench and bring in Shiloh Kidd, a sophomore. Second free throw is also good. A dozen points for Trinity Rowe here. The lead back to 10 at 26-16. 5 minutes to play first half. There's a pass right side driving along the baseline is Ashton Miles. Off to Macy, who turns, and her short jumper's good.
Yeah, she's got to get more looks like that, and the guards have to help her to free her up.
26-18. Macy with 10 points. 4:40 to play in the half. Here, Alvin over on the left side, just giving Rowe a little bit of a breather. She doesn't have to handle it all the time. They have other ball handlers. Now on the right side, ball is in the hand of Thornsbury, and back into the game is Leanne Jackson. Rowe backs away on the dribble. They've got her double team. She picks up the dribble, and Thurman going for the steal, but couldn't get it. It's out of bounds back to Pikeville, and now for Bethlehem, checking into the game is going to be Kaylee McElroy, a 5'4 freshman.
Coming in to give Miles a little breather, who had been face guarding Trinity Rowe pretty much the entire time.
And now Rowe is going to be
guarded by Tessa
Miles. Tessa a little bit taller. Rowe has it down the left wing. Passes top of the key to Shiloh Kidd, and now Rowe gets it back. Ain't nothing wrong with this for Pike. Will work, get a good shot. And now there is a three-point shot up and good from the left side by Shiloh Kidd. And then the lead is 11 at 29-18, going down inside. Putting it up and in is Kaylee McElroy. So she comes off the bench and gets free down low and scores. Rowe for a three. That one's no good, and the rebound out of bounds. It will stay with Pikeville. That was a hot one off the glass there.
They came screaming off, off the glass there.
Trinity Rowe inbounding underneath the basket. She looks. They send it down low. It's knocked away and taken away. Coming over the ball, Ashlyn Miles. Ashlyn runs it right down the middle, goes all the way, flips it up off the glass. Good. Her first points. 29-22, 3:15 to go. Pikeville down in a hurry. A three out of the right side, in and out. Boy, I thought that was good by Kidd. Macy the rebound, long pass down, loose ball down on the floor. We'll get a jump ball, and the possession arrow will send it back to Pikeville.
Big missed opportunity there for Bethlehem. It doesn't look like late Leah Macy was able to get everything on that outlet pass that she tried to advance it forward.
3:07 to play in the half. Pikeville comes down with a 7-point lead and the ball. Here's Rowe across the timeline. They try to double her. She dribbles down the left side, gives it to Whited, who hadn't had a shot in a while. Over the right side, there's an open three, and the shot is good. as Thornsbury knocked down the three-point shot. And it's back to a nine-point lead at 31-22. Driving down inside, putting it up is Miles, no good. Macy, the rebound, tried to gather herself. They took it away from her, but Bethlehem gets it back. A three left side is no good, and the rebound by Pikeville.
Yeah, one team shooting the three really well, the other one really struggling.
Off on the left side, Thornsbury with it. She nailed a three from the other side a moment ago. Now she goes on the dribble, but falls down. And
wow. Okay. It was a foul. It was a foul. The delay in which the official blew the whistle it was concerning. And I think the official was like, I thought the other official was going to make that call, and when they didn't, felt obligated to make that call.
We got a timeout, 2:19 left to play in the first half. Pikeville with the 10-point lead at 32-22, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Ten-point lead for the Lady Panthers of Pikeville over Bethlehem, and they have the ball right now. Pikeville heads down, moving off to the left side of your dial. Whited. They give it across the key. Thornsbury on the left wing, and coming out to contest her is Ashlyn Miles. The man-to-man defense. Thornsbury starts driving in. Goes toward the lane. They double her. She gives it up to Theis. Now here's Rowe. Thornsbury a three. In and out. And the rebound is tipped off the hand of, I'm not sure they didn't touch Macy last.
She was on the inside on that one.
But the Banshees are going to get it. So Bethlehem has it, trying with a minute 48 to play here in this first half. See if they can cut into this 10-point Lady Panther lead. Here is Miles, left side Thurman. Going to dump it down on the left baseline to Ashlyn Miles. Turns, puts it up, no good. Macy, the rebound, puts it in.
Yeah, right now, Pikeville, is saying, hey, Macy's going to get her points. We just can't let anybody else beat us right now. This is the way they're taking this approach.
Lauren Macy, the freshman, has moved to the scores table. Here down inside. Spinning and weaving and putting up a shot and leaving it short. Pressure from Macy there caused that miss by Theis. Macy brings it down. Crossover dribble to the left. Goes up and puts it in for the left baseline.
Wow. Went to that left side.
She had to use some English on the ball there.
Yeah, to get it kissed up over the top of the rim.
32-26. Here is from the left side a three put up by Thornsbury. That's no good. The ball is out of bounds. It'll stay with Pikeville. Boy, the thing about it is the threes that Pikeville have missed, Ivan, boy, you talk about in and out. I mean, they have all been looking like they're going to go.
I guarantee that's all they do is our shooting drills because they know that Trinity Rowe can get them the ball to get those good looks.
Both Macy's are in the game right now as checking in is freshman Lauren Macy. They list her at 5'7". I mean, I'm going to go about 5'9".
She's got some length on her.
Roll with 29 seconds to go. They're going to try to play it down and at least have a 6-point lead at halftime.
Her may have grown in season, though. Let's think about her being young.
Well, they don't have tape measures during the season.
Well, they don't read.
Don't bite on that.
I had to.
Yeah,
there are people out there taking.
Here we go. 7 seconds to go. Whited from the right corner. The three is no good, and the putback is no good. And we go to the halftime break. Pikeville with the lead on Bethlehem, 32-26. And don't go away. We got a special halftime guest coming up for you. And we'll talk about the numbers here with the lead for the Pikeville Panthers over the Bethlehem Banshees. We'll return after we step out for 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
We're back here at halftime, and the Pikeville Lady Panthers, boy, impressive shooting the three ball, 6 of 12 in the first half, and Bethlehem was 0 for 4. Big differential there. I mean, you're talking about 18 points for Pikeville at the three-point line, and they have the advantage here at halftime of 6 at 32-26. Joining us here at halftime, Butch Cope, follow the trail, Butch, for us up the line to associate commissioner.
It started out sports information director, then director of promotions and media relations, then assistant commissioner, then associate.
Yeah, that really hadn't been that much, has it? I mean, not that many changes.
No.
The most fun job you've ever had in the association.
They're all different. You deal with the media and all of the events, going to every event, and then, you know, we've expanded our marketing, and now we're with TPG and all them. That's even grown from when we did it. I think what's the most is our staff has expanded with it, so it's not really two people, three people trying to do it all. It's more of a group now, especially when we come to football, basketball, baseball, or the basketball, football. We all have our individual sports, but at these events, it's pretty much the whole team.
Yeah. What sports are you running right now?
I have volleyball, and we're adding boys volleyball in the spring of 25. I have baseball, and then I help on tennis and swimming and cheer and dance, and then basketball and football.
Hey, certainly a big workload. I mean, do you ever just sit around the office and say, I'm going to close my door, and I'm not going to do anything for about 30 minutes because my mind needs a rest?
We can probably do that during the dead period, but other than that, there's not a whole lot of time to do that, because while you might be managing a season, say, in volleyball, you're also getting ready for the next spring sports season, because we have to get the rules clinics and the rules changes out to everybody. So when I first started, you might have a little bit longer summer. Now we really only have like the week between Christmas and New Year's and the dead period. Other than that, it's pretty much something that's going on, whether it's a board meeting or something.
You need a longer summer, don't you, Butch? I mean, you're a baseball guy.
That's right. I mean, as many times as I can, I'll take an early Friday off, go take a quick weekend and come back.
Go to St. Louis.
That's right.
How many Cardinal games did you see last year, dude?
I think it was 21, somewhere around that, home games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, do you always have tickets before you go, or can you go? And if you show up and you say, hey, I hadn't planned this, but I'm going to go, can you get into Busch Stadium and get a decent ticket for, you know, less than a week's salary? I mean,
well, when you finish last in the division, tickets should be pretty cheap this year. So, but no, yeah, I have a 2 10-game ticket packs that I'm able to go, split those with a friend that lives in Missouri, and then you can buy them at the spur of the moment too. So.
Yeah, the Cardinals are bound to be better, right?
Better than last, I hope.
Yeah. How'd you become a Cardinal fan?
Originally from Marshall County, down in the far western part of the state. And we got Cardinal games like Central Kentucky area gets Reds games. So you just grew up. And then I had a great-grandmother that lived in East St. Louis. So my papa, my dad, everybody would take me to games over there. And I've tried to instill that in my niece and nephew, too. So I take them every year.
East St. Louis has got to be one of the most unusual places in America, isn't it?
Yeah, she actually was from...
And not all for good, but,
She was actually from Granite City, so that was a little bit better. But, yeah, there's some rough spots in there, too, but there's some good things, too.
Yeah. You love St. Louis, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people underestimate it. Yes, it's a big city. Gets a bad note sometimes, but it's a city, and there's a lot to do. They underestimate things that are good. There's a children's museum, you know, Six Flags, Purina, Anheuser-Busch. There's all kinds of things to always do. And then the Cardinals and the Blues.
And you can go up in the arch.
Go up in the arch. It's like getting in a clothes dryer. So if nobody's ever been there, visually want to know what it's like, it's this circular motion with 5 seats, and it kind of tilts each way on the way back as you get up to the top. You get up, and it's maybe a 4-foot wide area, and you're looking down in those windows, and sometimes you can feel the breeze coming through the windows, which is a little nerving. So.
A little nervy. I'm going to write that down. Butch Cope, a little nervy. I like quotes about people. Jason Frank said that he thought that Twitter saved his job yesterday. I thought that was a pretty good quote.
Yeah, that is.
Saved his job. This tournament, tell us about the crowds for this tournament. It's so hard to judge. I sit here and I think, really, is this a good crowd or is it?
Well, I think what you've got to look at now in this tournament, everything on the side is sold for 2 games. Everything on the end zone is sold single games. So it is a little bit harder to judge the crowd, so you've got to count everybody on the side twice, basically, and everybody on the end 4 times to get a session attendance. And they did the tickets, and the boys is like this too next week, is to allow the end zone, instead of if they get here for the first game and bought a 2-game ticket, they're not having to set up in the corner. There's more seats in the end zone available for that team playing in that game.
Yeah.
And the time, now that we're 11 and 1:30, there's space in between that there didn't used to really be between games. We got a lot of feedback from the coaches that they liked it because, you know, a game went longer in overtime, they didn't know when their game was going to start. Now they know pretty much, if it's scheduled for 1:30, we're going to start at 1:30, and I can start my routine here and know that it's not going to be disruptive.
Yeah. What is the most problematic sport right now for the KHSLA to run? I'm not asking that to say, hey, let's run down a sport. I'm just saying, boy, what's the biggest problem the sport that is the hardest to tackle every year?
I would flip it and say it's not hard to manage the sport. It's managing the sportsmanship and the parents and the fans, even sometimes administrators and coaches. I mean, it's just different, and it's like you know, the DQs are up. We have a lot of DQs in soccer. I've managed baseball. We've already got DQs in baseball. And a lot of it's just language. It's the unsporting like on that. You could probably cut the DQs in soccer in half from language.
Really?
Yeah. But it's a point of emphasis. It has to be. You can't act like what you might see on TV. This is educational-based athletics. And so we're trying to teach lessons on how to be good sports.
Yeah. And if the best player on a team that might lead a team to a state championship, if they're out because they DQ'd themselves, you know, you hate it, but so be it. It might change their life later on.
Exactly. And I was dealing with those, and I would always say, oh, well, they're a good kid, or they would never do that. Well, they did, so now let's teach them to where they won't do it again.
Interesting. Umpires and officials, is it getting any better?
I think sportsmanship's going to be the key to it. Obviously, this year we started licensing 14 to 17-year-olds, and we've seen a lot of positive from that. We probably had 40 that were officiating basketball. Wrestling was our highest when we had close to 50 or 60. But what we're doing is letting them officiate middle school games. Well, the feedback we've got from our assignments that train them and all, they're ready. So next year they're going to be able to do non-varsity games, freshmen and JV. So I think, but we've got to keep them in the fold. We can't have them have a bad experience with somebody following them to their car after a baseball game. And we have that. Or bench clearing brawl, stuff like that. So, but I think that's going to be a key, is getting that 14 to 17-year-old, because the National Association of Sports Officials did a survey back in 17. The average age was about 52 years. They just redid another survey, and it's up to 56 and a half, I think. So it's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, got to get younger people in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, great. Good stuff to know about, and I had not paid any attention, of course. I don't get to middle school games. I wish I could sometimes, but so I haven't seen any of those young people. But that's good to know, and makes perfect sense to me to get those people involved. And hopefully, fans, parents, everybody will look out there and say, we got some young people officiating. I better leave them alone. I better cut them some slack, like I would do some older.
We had a couple even working this tournament last night. I was teasing Commissioner Tackett. I said, are we already letting our junior officials work varsity games? Because we had some youngsters working this tournament. That's a great thing.
Yeah. Hey, very good. Butch, hey, don't sleep much in these next couple of weeks, but then you get plenty of time off, and before you know it, it'll be baseball. And I always wondered, do people, in terms of volunteering, I'm thinking, what sport that volunteerism is maybe the least at? And I can't imagine. I would think it might be, I don't know, track and field might be a hard sport to get a lot of people to volunteer to want to be at.
Actually, it's not. It takes a large army, and Sarah Breidenbach in our office manages that. That's almost organized chaos, because there's almost so much going on. Team check-in, tent city, the results, the trainers, and then you're giving awards out. And you've got, you know, the field events going on all at the same time. It takes a large army to pull off the state track meet. And she just pulled off the first state indoor track meet a couple weeks ago in Louisville.
Shoot, you kid, you just keep at them. I mean, I hope they don't invent any more sports, because if they do, you'll be playing them, right?
That's right.
Butch Cope, Associate Commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, who has done an awful lot of good over the years to help a lot of young people in Kentucky. Butch, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
Hey, we'll be back. Second half will be underway. We'll return in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
It's the Family Wealth Group's KHSAA Sweet 16 coverage here on WMST, AM and FM. Listen online at WMSTradio.com. Just hit listen live and you can join us wherever you may be. If you have people that are outside the area and that you know would love to listen to the state tournament from their past experiences, let them know that they can do that through our online streaming. Here in that first half, wow, you look at the overall shooting. Bethlehem, 11 of 28, 39.3%. Pikeville, 12 of 26, 46.2%. Free throws, Bethlehem made 4 of 4, Pikeville 2 of 4. Rebounds, 17 to 16, Bethlehem. You try to put those into perspective and you say, well, this game's got to be a 1 or 2 point game. It's not, because Pikeville in their shots has made 6 of 12 3-point field goals, and Bethlehem 0 for 4. That 18-point advantage has helped Pikeville have the 6-point 32-26 lead. And you might say, hey, things will even out, but they don't always, do they, Ivan?
No, that is so true, Dan. And like I said, in this game, Trinity Rose gotten more support offensively from her teammates than what Leah Macy has gotten from her teammates for Bethlehem. They've got to solve their shooting woes. Maybe the second half they can remedy it.
And Bethlehem has the ball to begin this second half. They give it to Macy at a high post down in the lane, backs their way in, and gets called for double dribbling. Again, they're doing a good job of collapsing her, and unless she gets, when she gets the ball, 12, 14 feet from the basket, if she's one-on-one, hey, game's over.
Yeah.
But they're doing a good job of giving help. And she's been in trouble a bunch of times with double and triple teams. Right corner, there's a three by Whitey. They leave it short, but the rebound comes. Thornsbury and tries to give it up and has saved in the loose ball, and Thurman races down. Whitey raised. I thought it was a foul.
Yeah, they called it. Oh, no. Well, yeah. Okay.
The foul's going to be on Thurman, who pushed Whited. It was just a reaction. I mean, if you and I are running down the floor, I'll push you out of the way, too, if I can. I mean, just in the heat of the moment.
And all she really needed to do was try to screen her off. The reason why she pushed her, because she wanted to not only keep her from getting the ball, she was trying to make sure she got the ball for a layup. And I said, you just got to screen her off, let the ball go out of bounds. That's your ball.
I think you're reading too much into it there, Ivan. I don't know that she was really thinking that. But
I mean, because she was in front of her, and did she just turn back to push her away? Like, no, you're not going to get the ball at all.
Here we go. Pikeville with the ball, trying to add to the six-point lead. Man-to-man defense by Bethlehem. Way out on the floor, dribbling around with the ball is Thornsbury. Thornsbury drives down the left side, goes all the way to the basket, sends in the right corner to Whited, back out, and here's Theis, gives back to Whited, can't get a shot away. And now Rowe takes it. Good defense being played by Bethlehem. Here is Thornsbury, drives in and goes all the way in and missed the layup. And on the rebound, Macy got the ball, but she is tied up. And the possession arrow will keep it with Pikeville. I think it's just a good tie up there by Pikeville. Some of the crowd thinking there should have been a foul there. But I think, you bring that ball down, it's hard to protect.
Macy's got 9 of the 15 overall rebounds for Bethlehem. Needs more support.
Here is Whited. They dribble, run a weave out front. They give it to Rowe. Rowe gets open for the 18-foot jumper. Good.
That's a layup for her. You allow her to get that kind of a look from that distance.
34-26, a three put up and no good off the right side by Bethlehem and racing down and missing the driving layup is Thornsbury. Macy has the rebound, and we get a jump ball. And Macy even reacted there, thinking that she got pushed down. And the ball, and she's saying something to the official right there, hey. And I'm not sure on that. I thought the other one was a good call. I'm not sure that she didn't get pushed down there.
No, that was an easy out for the ref right there.
Here is Macy, dribbling right side, going to go all the way in. Sends it back outside. There is a three-point shot. Good. Finally knocked one down. Tessa Miles with 5 points. And it is 34-29, five-point game. Roe will walk it down. Roe, you think Roe doesn't know right now, hey, we need a basket. We don't want to let this thing get any closer if we can keep from it. She leaves it off. Thornsbury drives across the key, gets it back, left corner, a three, in and out. Rebounded, though, back up and missing it, back up again. And now we get a whistle and a foul call, I think, on Macy.
It'll be her second. No.
It's going to be on Miles.
Is Miles even in there?
Tessa Miles gets her first, I think. And two shots are coming for Leanne Jackson, who has missed her only two free throws. Hence, 2 points in the game. The shot is up, and it's no good. And now, coming out of the Pikeville lineup is Riley Theiss, the senior, and replaced by sophomore Kylie Alvin. Trinity Rowe talking to her sophomore teammate. Second free throw is up and no good. Another rebound. I think Macy has a double-double, but we knew that would come over the course of the game. Macy with the ball on the dribble. It might have been a foul there, and she goes in and puts it up off the glass on the left side. The foul might have been against the Banshees that time for a moving screen. 34-31, and I didn't see that one out.
That was a lay-in there by Thornberry.
So Thornsbury has seven. The lead goes right back to five again. And now down the baseline,
oh, it's
taken away and retaken away. And now the ball is back in the hands of Bethlehem, and a three is up and no good by Thurman. And going to get the rebound is little Kylie Alvin. Michael has it back.
Thurman really needed that shot to fall. Yeah, they need her offensive production.
Here is Rowe, way out on the hash mark, and as she puts it on the deck, goes all the way to the rim and flips it up. No good, but got fouled. That'll be, I think, on Tessa Miles. The official is a little confused on who the foul is on. It is on Tessa Miles. That's her second. Team foul number two. Two shots coming for Rowe, who left it short.
Ooh, wow. I would have lost if I was betting on that. You don't expect her to miss, especially as badly as it looked coming off the left of the rim there.
You don't. What you think is it's like she was tiring. That was a tough shot, but she rallies, gets the second one. She has 15, and the lead is 6 points for Pikeville with 4:20 left to play here in the third period. And here's Macy dribbling down with the ball. And starts in on the dribble, goes all the way up off the glass. It's like, hey, I can do this anytime. And she has 18.
It almost looks like a video game at times.
Yeah.
It's easy as she makes it look.
37-33. Lead down to 4 points for Pikeville. Driving the baseline. Whited has it knocked away, taken away. Thurman now. Thurman coming right down, going to go all the way in, flicks it up, no good. Macy rebounds it back up and gets fouled. And that'll be on Theiss. And I think just personal look, I don't think Thurman thought she could make that shot. But I think she knew Macy was right there behind her, and hey, if this doesn't go in, no problem.
It's good to know when trash pickup is coming. And that time, Thurman knew when the trash pickup was coming. This great sanitation worker on her team, and Leah Macy came to clean up the garbage.
Macy makes the first free throw. Now she goes for point number 20 and can cut the lead to 2 points. Shot is up and good.
I'd have a shooter's mentality if I had somebody like Leah Macy on my team that I knew would get a lot of rebounds.
Oh, boy, I'd become a great shooter so that she didn't. I didn't wear her out of getting offensive rebounds, maybe. But I'd know that, hey, if I miss it, no big deal. Coach won't be mad. There's another takeaway by Bethlehem, and now Bethlehem almost loses it, and they try to save it, and they do. Oh. Miles flips it up, no good. And then we get a foul on Thurman up over the back.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. You got two players, and it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that the foul's going to be caught on Thyssen because Thurman kicked her first. But the official always sees the retaliation. But Thurman also did. Thurman initially kicked with the heel. I sat there and watched the entire thing.
Yeah. I mean, the foul was on Thurman.
Yeah.
Now the officials are talking about it before they come to the scores table. And I didn't see the reaction from Thice, so I don't know how. I don't know if she deserves something based on the reaction, but.
What happened was Thurman fouled. They went to the ground. Thurman got upset because Thornberry was still on her leg, but it wasn't intentional. She kicked her, and then Thornberry realized, oh, you kicked me, and she kicked her back, and that's what the official saw. The official, I sat there and saw the entire process. And that's why Thornberry said she kicked me first. And she was right. She did kick her first. We won't see a replay, obviously, but I saw the entire interaction. That is so unfortunate.
Yeah. Thice gets her third foul, and Thurman puts the free throw up no good, and hey, what do we always say, Ivan?
The rim don't lie. The ball don't lie.
She can cut this lead to 1 point now. Could have tied the game. Puts the second one in. It's 37-36. We assume they called a foul on Thurman.
Yeah. The foul was called on Thurman. And then
that's her second.
Yeah.
Team foul number three. Now the ball goes back to Bethlehem after the technical, and they got a chance to take the lead. Macy will rotate over onto the left side at the direction of Coach Clark, dribbles back right, and feeds it off to Thurman, whose three bounces off, almost bounced in. Rebound Pikeville. Here we go. Thornberry gives it up to Rowe, almost over and back. Down the right side, Pikeville gets it to Whited. Now back out, and Rowe will take control. Rowe being guarded out there by Tessa Miles. Rowe just dribbling the ball with plenty of space, and now sends it over to Whited. Thurman covers her up. Now Macy picks Whited up on a screen. Whited goes right back, and there is a three. The right side that is no good, and rebounded by Miles. That shot was put up by Thornberry. Didn't go down. Macy takes it out near the timeline. 2:37 to go. Macy dribbles in, goes all the way up off the glass.
Oh, wow.
Rolls in.
I didn't think that one was going to go in when she first released it. But somehow, some way, she kissed it in.
She's got 22 of her team's 38. And Bethlehem has battled back to take the lead. They trail by 11. Now they lead by one. Pikeville trying to regain the lead. 2:15 to play here. Third quarter. End of the game for Pikeville. They've got Shiloh Kidd back in there. Came off the bench and hit a three-pointer in that first half. Rowe with it. Left side driving the baseline. Little flip shot is up and in off the left baseline by Thornberry. And back to the lead goes Pikeville. In the lane, Miles puts up a shot. No good, but got fouled.
Calls on Rowe.
And Rowe picking up personal foul number one in the game for her, and the first foul this second half against, well, the technical counts too, but second foul against Pikeville, and we get a timeout. Long way to go in this one, but it's a battle. 1:53 to go, third quarter. Lady Panthers of Pikeville lead it by one, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
At
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Michael with a one-point lead. I mean, the Lady Panthers, I think this game is where you kind of want it to be. I think, Michael, they had to have a lead at some point in time to have a good chance of winning this game, and they did, and now we're late in the third quarter, and now the Banshees have a chance to regain the lead by a point as Tessa Miles makes the free throw. That's her sixth point, and she can make it seven and give her team the lead back, and does, and it's 39-38.
Now they come with
Bethlehem,
and
now they're pressing. I don't know if this will work. Rowe whips a pass down, threw it away. Good interception by Ashlyn Miles. Left corner, Tessa Miles. Her three, no good. Rebound taken by Whited. Whited comes racing out of there. Goes down the left side, but is stopped. And now back tap out of bounds. And it will be Pfeiffer's ball, I believe.
Well, you got one efficient. It seems to be allowing a little bit more physical play. I thought Whited got chucked pretty good there, like a hockey chuck over on that sideline. It seems like that one official is just allowing a little bit more physical play out on the floor.
Here we go. Whited in backcourt. Threw a bad pass. Macy intercepts it, runs down, goes all the way in, puts it up in and off the glass.
Well, that's 2-2-1. It's really caused a little problem for Pikeville here.
41-38. And going inside, shot put up, no good, but a foul that will send Thornsbury to the line. The foul is going to go against Ashlyn Miles. That'll be her third. 15th foul of this final quarter. Only 1:11 to go, but could make a difference in free throws. And here we go with Thornsbury, who has 9 points. Puts it up. And the shot is no good.
I'll tell you that, against the set, full court pressure, Pikeville seems to have problems for a team that is so good at getting the ball off the floor quickly. Going against that set defense has been a little bit of a concern.
Second free throw is good.
Here comes Pikeville with a little pressure.
It is 42-40.
Back it off.
Minute four left here. Macy takes it. Macy on the dribble, goes down the left side. Shot up and no good. Missed that one. Couldn't get to the glass. Put it where she could put it off the glass. Rebound. Rowe got it and got it away to Kylie Alvin, the little guard who's in there for Pikeville now. Back out to Rowe. The Banshees also have into the game right now Kaylee McElroy, a freshman. So we got some young players on the floor. Here is Rowe. Dribbling out front. They've got her double team. She gets rid of it. We got a timeout taken by Pikeville with 32 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Bethlehem leads 42-40 over Pikeville, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
I looked up into the Bethlehem cheering section. I don't know if Moses had come back to us from out of the Bible, but it is a banshee.
It's a spirit.
And a mascot. I mean, that's a, what a.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It is. I come to these games just as much for the mascot at times as I do the competitors out on the floor.
Pike with the ball to begin this final quarter, trying to tie the game. Rowe moves in, can't get a shot away, gives over, and there is a three-point shot put up, no good. Macy with the rebound. Leanne Jackson stepped out, Here's Macy dribbling down against everybody. Goes all the way in, lost the handle on the ball, out of bounds. It'll be Pikeville's ball.
You see Coach Jason Clark.
Trying to do too much that time against too many players.
Yeah.
Pikeville did a good job of getting those multiple players in her way.
This will be the last possession, you think, of the third.
I'd move to the fourth quarter. There's a three put up by Rowe. No good. And they come down. Can they get the shot off? They do, and it's good. Right at the buzzer.
Wow.
Wow. Kenzie Clayton took that pass from the freshman Kaylee McElroy and put it up and in, her fourth point. And we come to the end of the third quarter with Bethlehem owning a 44-40 lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming up in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
The Clark's Pump and Shop contest here at the end of the third quarter, and I don't know who won, but at least they had competitors who looked like they belonged. You know, one time they had an 18-year-old against a 5-year-old.
Yesterday it was like, that one matchup you had like a bunch of elementary school kids. These two dudes are like they in college somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just necessarily the high school student body that they're picking from. I need to find out how they're doing these selections.
Pikeville didn't make a three in the third quarter. They're still 6 of 17. Bethlehem only 1 of 8, but they made a three, and they now have the lead, 44-40. Pikeville looking for points right here. Whited gives to Thornsbury. Oh, here's Thornsbury over on the right side. Theus in the game, and Rowe now has it beyond the top of the key. White had passed up a three. Maybe should have taken that one. Ball Macy right now. Drives through the lane to the right side. Hands it off. Driving. Thornsbury lays it up and in. Look right around Macy.
With the left hand, great job of Thornsbury there. Just not to be deterred by the bigger Macy.
She's got a dozen points. Down inside, Miles turns. Missed the shot.
Great.
We got no call. And Leanne Jackson with a rebound. Miles couldn't get it. It was right down on the basket. Left baseline. Pikeville for the tie. They got it.
Wow.
Left baseline jump shot by Thornsbury, who hits back-to-back goals, and we are tied at 44 apiece. So now the Pikeville fans, they are into a long cross-court pass. Miles gets it, turns, goes for the basket, puts it up and in.
Boy, a lot of hand jockey in there by the defense. No call. So great finish by Miles.
46-44. Pikeville with Whited on the right side, gets away from the defender, goes under, lays it up and missed it. Great move. Macy had the rebound, and then we get a jump ball, I think.
Foul.
Oh, now they call a foul. I think that was a good jump ball. Christy Orms up and challenging that. I think they missed calls against Pikeville the other way, but then that one goes in the direction, and that is Thice's fourth foul, I believe. Yeah, that's her fourth. She stays in the game right now with 6:32 to go. Here is ball deep in the right corner. It's Kenzie Clayton. Now spinning is Macy, who goes up from 12 feet and knocks down a little jump shot.
It's unbelievable.
48-44. Back to a four-point lead. 6:12 to go. Whited out beyond the top of the key. Kind of backs around the dribble. Kind of lets things settle down. Now but she keeps the dribble all the time. Now she moves in, picked up by Macy. Drives in, dumps a pass off inside, but no shot there. Back away, going for the basket. They get it back out to Rowe, who breaks for the basket, flips it up and in.
Well, you love this Pikeville offense. Their spacing is unbelievable to allow those drives and players be ready to make plays.
48-46, 17 now for Trinity Rowe. Here's Macy with the ball. Macy's going to start down the left side, spans it over. Gabe ripped up, and there's a three by Miles that's left short. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Pikeville's ball. And they got a chance to come down and tie it up again or take the lead with a three. We've got 5:24 left.
I guess we got the question and answer. Was Liam Macy worth that 26-point difference in the regular season matchup? So you got 26 points. So here's where we would have been maybe in that previous matchup.
There's a long pass down the left side. But Pikeville didn't take advantage of a shot opportunity there from Feist. Didn't want it. Now it's outside. Dribbling with the ball is a player who's had a hot hand, Thornsbury. Now Whited. Rowe broke underneath, but Macy was right there. Now left side, there's a jump shot put up, and it's in and out. And the rebound, this time Macy ties up the Pikeville player.
Great effort, though.
And Bethlehem gets the ball.
Yeah, it was a great effort in there by Theis.
In the middle is Miles. Tessa Miles hands it off to Leah Macy beyond the three-point line. Spins, weaves, goes up inside. Didn't get the good angle. Missed the shot. Rebound, though, is taken by Tessa Miles, and she dribbles back out front. Now sends it to Macy down the lane. She makes a little move, puts it up. No good, but got fouled, and they finally call one.
They're in the body, yeah.
Yeah, they've kind of let Macy take a little bit of punishment just because she's who she is, and she's 6'3". I mean, hadn't got any preferential treatment, but now we get a foul out there.
That's Theis.
Because that was on Theis.
This is a big turning event because Theis had been able to be physical and allow Jackson to come over. One would have to think, man, Jackson's probably going to have to take on the majority of the defensive opportunities against Macy now.
Jackson has only one foul,
yeah,
which is advantageous. Just 4.5 to go. Macy?
You like the way Macy went away from that double team. As Jackson was coming down, she turned away from her.
Two shots, she puts it up and in.
I am just so amazed with Leah Macy's ability to handle the ball at that size. You know, she handles the ball like a guard.
And to play every minute.
Yeah.
And make free throws here. She's 4-4 from the line. She's got 28. The lead is 4 at 50-46. Here is Rowe. Down into the lane. Feeds it inside. Laying it up and in is Jackson. There's a nice assist that time by the talented Trinity Rowe, and we get a quick Pikeville timeout. It's 50-48. We've got 4:21 to go, and don't go away. Big finish ahead. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
It would be fascinating, I think, Ivan, to talk to Coach Clark about offensive philosophy. And, you know, because it's almost as if for Leah Macy, Leah, you take the ball.
Yeah.
If you like, you know, what you got, then call your own number and go in and try to score.
And you know,
if not, pass it up. I mean,
and you know, it's not that easy. There's a little bit more to it, but you're right. It's like when you got a player like you, You're like, okay, we're going to give you the ball, and then we'll figure it out from there. Because most players her size don't have her skill set. That's the unique thing about her.
Pikeville pressuring, but they get it easily across the timeline. And now here's Thurman outside. Thurman looking. Macy comes out there, and Thurman, just to avoid the five-second count near the timeline right now, Macy out there to set a screen for her. Thurman comes on the dribble. Dribbles over on this side, and she's being guarded by Shyla Kidd in the game. Thurman goes down the lane. There's a three right side that is no good. Rebound back up and in.
Miles did a great job there.
By Ashlyn Miles, the senior. Only her second field goal.
Yeah.
And it's 52-48. 3:43 to go.
With this four-point lead, and Carly Thurman just hasn't had a game like you would think that she would have.
Driving into the lane, Thornsbury can't get a shot away. Sends it over on the right side. White is going for the basket. Flips it up and in, but the foul had already taken place out on the floor. Pikeville fans are mad.
Christy Orham wanted that. She was like, give that to me. We deserve it. Boy, I still am so impressed with just the floor spacing for Pikeville. It is great.
Pikeville inbounds the ball. That's the first foul of this final quarter on Bethlehem. There's a three that's up, no good by Rowe. Rebound, though, taken outside. Rowe has it back, drives down the lane. Challenged, blocked by Macy, but rebounded. Back up Jackson, no good, but a foul. That's going to go against Ashlyn Miles, and that'll be her fourth. And to the line, we get Leanne Jackson. Oh, that's five fouls. I only have four.
Wow, she thought she only had four. She's adamant about it. Usually a player knows if they're at their fifth or not, but they're saying she's at five. You wonder if they didn't get a number wrong at one point in time. Because, you know, players usually know when they've got that fifth foul.
She fouls out with 4 points, but a valuable player certainly,
yes,
to lose.
Just made a big, big play.
So each team has had a player foul out. And now here is Jackson at the line. The free throw is up, and it's no good. Hard off the back of the iron.
She's still been at the line today.
I thought there might have been a lane violation there from Bethlehem that they didn't spot. In fact, one of the outside players stepped in way early. Here's the second free throw, and it's good. Jackson has struggled at the line. Finally made one. Missed five. It's 52-49. Bethlehem the lead. And the ball, and 3:08 left to play here. Thurman going to drive, takes it all the way to the rim. We get a whistle and a charging foul as Jackson stood there and took it. Thurman had a good call, I thought. Thurman committed early. Jackson was willing to stand there and take it.
Forcing the issue right there to Thurman. And Leah Macy came over to Coach Clark. She said, what were we doing? She said, you know, I don't think we knew what we were doing there. So it might have been a little freelancing.
3 minutes to play in the game. Pikeville down by three at 52-49. They have the ball. Trinity Rowe over to Whited on the left wing. Now, Kidd takes it. The youngster drives in, hands it back to Rowe. Rowe can't get a shot. And there's a travel that they missed. Thornsbury missed the shot. Rebound by Bethlehem. So the end result is what it should have been. Bethlehem does have the ball. 2.5 minutes to go.
And this time, Jason Clark makes sure they know what they're doing. He calls out the play.
Macy got hit in the face there, and we didn't get a call. There is Thurman trying to drive on Kidd. Takes it all the way in, goes under the basket, sends it back outside, but they say she stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, and I was getting ready to say, with 2:17 left, you got to think as a coach, you've got maybe six quality possessions coming to you. You know, at a minimum, and that's one goal.
We've got a timeout. 52-49. Bethlehem with the lead. Pikeville will have the ball when we come back in 90 seconds.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Pikeville has the ball. They're down by three. Pikeville has committed only two fouls in this last quarter. If they need a score here. If they don't get it, they got to be super aggressive on defense. Kidd gives it over to Thornsbury, and now Rowe takes it. Rowe is being guarded by Clayton, who's done a good defensive job on her, I think. Here is the ball in the hands down inside. They get it to Jackson outside. Whited an open three, but too hard. Rebound loose in there. Thurman picked it up, but it was already out of bounds. It'll stay with Pikeville.
You know that Pikeville wants the ball in the hands of Trinity Rowe. They're going to call another timeout so they can try to draw something up. They've got to make her be the focus of this possession.
The fouls, Pikeville has committed two. Bethlehem has committed three. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. We've got a Western Kentucky heavyweight matchup. Owensboro and Henderson County going to battle next here at Rupp Arena.
The battle for the mutton, right? The battle of the mutton.
Mutton, yeah.
Who makes the best barbecue? Baby?
Don't add any hot sauce to the mutton.
Wow. I wonder if either one of the coaches brought us a little mutton. You know, mutton burgoo or something like that.
You know, Roe in this game has done kind of what she normally does. It's not an offensive takeover. She, in the first quarter, she had 10 points. She has 17 now.
She's inbounding, so watch her try to get the ball right back after the inbound.
Roe gets it into Whited, left side. Now Roe comes out beyond the top of the key to take it, and hey, guess who's defending her?
I'm going to make her have to shoot over Macy.
Leah Macy.
She looks to shoot, but look at her maybe to distribute here.
Clock at 1:35. Roe. Slow shake and bake. Moves. Can't get a shot away. Now Thornsbury for a three. That's no good. Macy goes up and grabs that rebound.
Excellent defense.
Long pass down. Trying to track it down. They do.
That's a good call.
Yeah, timeout taken by Bethlehem. Timeout. You know, here's a question for you, Ivan. If I've got the ball, this is a 30-second timeout. I've got the ball, and I throw a bad pass, and if we touch it, it's going to be over and back. Mm-hmm. And the ball is dribbling down the floor.
The ball stops here, yeah.
And I call a timeout before that ball ever stops.
Yeah.
Is it over and back? I don't really know.
Somebody's got to have possession of the ball. If it's free, you can't get the timeout, or you shouldn't be able to get the timeout. Somebody actually has to have possession of the ball.
In this instance right here, with a three-point lead, Bethlehem, you know, if anybody shoots this ball beyond Leah Macy, I am going to be shocked after the timeout. Let's see, Thurman. Floats it over to Miles. Again, that's Tessa Miles who's left. Her sister is fouled out. And Macy gets fouled.
Yeah, probably
they finally did call it. And the personal foul is going to be on Thornsbury. That's her first. Yeah, it's only the third team foul here in the fourth quarter. So they've got another one to give. 1:07 to go.
Got to be strong with the ball here if you're Bethlehem.
They get into Thurman, and they foul her. Whited. White gets her first. Now, the next foul, Bethlehem will be on the free throw line. They get it into Miles. Miles is trapped. The player falls down. They get it to Macy, way out near the timeline.
That's like quarterback throwing it to the tight end down in the end zone right there.
They end up fouling. They fouled Leah Macy.
Yeah.
And the foul is going to be against Thornsbury, and that's her second.
Back like when Tom Brady used to throw to Gronkowski down the end zone. Just throw it in the crowd. He'll go up and get it.
Macy's free throw is good. I don't think you wanted to foul Macy in that instance. 4-point game with 1 minute to go. Macy, several dribbles, got another one.
And then they got to face
30 points for. The lead is 5. Rowe down in the lane. There's a 3 by White. It will not go down. Macy with the rebound. Throws a quick outlet pass, and we should have had a foul there, but they are going to give the ball to Bethlehem. I mean, it really looked like Kaylee McElroy, the freshman, got fouled. They probably would have wanted that foul.
Yeah.
Put the freshman on the line.
And not have any time elapse.
48 seconds to go in the game. It's a 5-point game. It's not over. It's just really a challenge right now for Pikeville to figure out a way to come up with the ball for probably 3 more times. You figure they might have to have it to be able to get the win. We'll be back in a half minute.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
It's a 5-point lead for Bethlehem. We have now the clock is down to just 48 and a half seconds to go. Bethlehem has one foul to give. They're not going to use it. I mean, they're not looking to kill time that way. But
I was going to ask you if you had a blood pressure cuff. We might want to put that on Jason Clark. He turned a shade of red during that timeout. And I was like, oh my goodness, make sure everything's okay, coach.
Kenzie Clayton. Clayton has just 4 points in the game. But she has been very valuable.
Yes.
I think she's done good defensive job. Here is the ball outside in the hands of Thurman, and they got to come. And they had a chance to foul the freshman who's got it back now, who gets rid of it. I don't think now Macy near the timeline. Almost loses it. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Bethlehem. They almost had a turnover.
Yeah, they almost got what they wanted, did Pikeville there.
32 and a half seconds to go. They want to try to get this ball to Macy right now, or Thurman. And they do. Get it to Thurman. She dribbles through, and they foul her. The Shiloh kid commits the personal. And Coach Clark sends everybody to the other end of the floor except for Carly Thurman, who's made 3 out of 4 from the line of the game. Has just 5 points today. Not a normal offensive game for her, but she just put in a free throw.
And Thurman is the daughter of Sarah Higdon, former teammate of Whitney Lee at Campbellsville University. So, little local Mount Sterling connection there.
I have no idea where you come up with it.
Well, I got my crack.
Second free throw is missed.
Research staff and Brett Lee.
White had the rebound. 55-49. Two threes can tie it. They're looking for one right now. Rowe, though, goes inside, goes all the way, flips it up, and didn't get it. Rebound Bethlehem, and we were down only 15 seconds remaining, and Macy gets fouled.
How sharp was that, Dan, off of the defensive rebound to get that ball moved a couple of times to take a few more seconds off the clock? Yep. That was heads up by Bethlehem there.
Macy with 2 shots coming. She has 30 points in the game. And the free throw is short.
You knew that was short when it came right off a fingertip.
Yeah. She'll have one more coming. But this one's all but over now. Bethlehem is going to advance. She makes the second free throw.
You don't want a foul here. You just want to make a
throw. Gives it up. There's a Thornsby for a three that's no good. And the rebound is claimed by Pikeful and or by Bethlehem. And they throw a long pass and the game's over. Bethlehem has won.
The end of a great high school career. We've just seen there for Trinity Row. Wow.
56-49 is your final. And we will be back and recap it for you not too long from now. We've got Owensboro and Henderson County coming up. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 2 minutes.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Bethlehem. Don't write it down and then try to say it. It's tough. The pronunciation down in the small school in the Bardstown area, but Bethlehem has advanced in this tournament. They do it on the street, really Pikeful, Ivan. You know, 6 of 12 from the three-point line in the first half, 0 for 10 from the three-point line in the second half. I mean, is there... I don't know.
That stat tells you a lot, Dan. The three-point shot in today's basketball, the three-point shot can tell you a lot about a game. You know, we always talk about turnovers and rebounds and things of that nature. But a lot of times that three-point shot can tell you a lot. And you've heard me say it many times. And I say, yeah, the three-point shot can get you back in a game. You know, it can get you out to a good lead, put pressure on another team sometimes. But when you rely on it heavily, as some teams do, or they get seduced by it, sometimes it can be fool's gold. Because it's hard to continue to shoot that shot for the entirety of a game. When your legs start to leave you a little bit, and, you know, the game gets a little bit more pressure, you know, you're starting to try to aim the shot instead of just shoot the shot, it becomes really tough. And we've seen it here. You know, we saw yesterday, Allison County came out, shot the ball well early. It abandoned them late in the game when they really needed it. And, you know, Bowling Green turned them into layups and things of that nature. You saw Bethlehem in the second half get more easy opportunities, and so they started scoring. Those support players to Leah Mason started scoring a little bit more. They weren't scoring in the first half. And so when you didn't heavily rely upon that shot, it allowed you to be able to get back in the game and then got the lead. And all of a sudden, the shots that Whited was hitting and that Thornberry was able to hit, they weren't hitting anymore. You know, they weren't hitting those shots anymore. And give credit to Coach Clark and the Bethlehem team, but they stayed the course. They didn't panic when they got down double digits. They just stayed the course. They realized they have a game changer in Leah Macy, and you knew she was going to get her volume of shots and get her opportunities to keep this game close, and she did. And what a performance she put on here today.
Yeah, it was 31 points, 17 rebounds, one assist. I don't have her turnover numbers, but we'll get those.
They got her with four on the official.
Okay. Couple of blocks and a steal, maybe, or something.
Yep.
I mean, she is a complete player, and the other thing is, you know, she plays all 32 minutes.
Yeah, and never looked tired or anything of that nature.
Looked tired on one free throw there at the end.
Yeah.
She left it short, but
and she's able to pace herself. You know, she's had to do that her entire varsity career. You know, whether she was at Mercy Academy or wherever else, she knows how to pace herself, and that's going to pay her dividends. I'll be interested to see her at the next level and how they utilize her wherever she goes because of her skill set. She won't be as fast at that level, but still her skill set and her size and strength is going to be a value wherever she shows up and whatever type of offense and players are around her.
For the Pikeville Lady Panthers, they are led by Trinity Rowe, their standout senior, headed to Southern Miss, and what a career she's had, and played well today. 17 points, 6 of 12 from the field, 2 of 5 threes, 3 of 4 from the line, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. It's just a kind of a typical game for her. She can score more, but boy, when you look at point responsibility for her, you know, it's at least right at that 30-point mark. Then you get Thornsbury with 14 points. Struggle shooting from the three, and I mean, as you said, those shots were designed for her to shoot those threes.
Yeah, it wasn't like she was trying to force them up. You know, I talked about the spacing of that Pikeville team. You know, they play off of what Trinity Rowe can do and kind of set up for them, and that spacing allows them to get those shots because she usually draws two defenders, contracts the defense, and she was getting open looks. It wasn't like she was forcing shots up or shooting contested shots at times. She just wasn't able to hit them as she is so accustomed to doing.
After Rowe, it was Whitehead with 10 points, but all came in the first half. She didn't get a lot of shots after the first half, but ends up with 10 points. I mean, she had 10, and she had 3 rebounds, and she had 1 assist. Thornsbury with 14, and again missed 7 of her 8 three-point shots, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. So those were the three and double figures for the Pikeville Lady Panthers. The other points came from Leanne Jackson, who had 5 points and 8 rebounds and 2 assists. And then you had 3 points for Shiloh Kidd, young player who came in at 3 in that first half. For Bethlehem, 31. For Leah Macy, 12 of 19 from the field. Missed her only 3, 7 of 8 from the line, 17 rebounds, 1 assist. She was the only player in double figures. Tessa Miles had 9 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist. Then Carly Thurman with 6 points, but made only 1 of 7 shots from the field, 4 of 6 from the line, had a couple of rebounds and an assist. 4 points for Ashton Miles. Ashton Miles with 4, and 4 also for Clayton. And you had McElroy with 2 points as Osborne and Lauren Macy got into the game but did not score. As a team, Pikeville 19 of 51, 37.3%. Bethlehem 20 of 48, 41.7%. 3-point line shooting, Pikeville 6 of 22, 27.3%. Bethlehem made just 1 of 10 for 10%, but in that first half, from the three-point line, Bethlehem 0 for 4. They finally at least make one in the second half. From the free throw line, Pikeville made 5 of a dozen. Bethlehem made 5 of 18. In rebounding, it was 32 for Pikeville and 30 for Bethlehem. Macy getting the most rebounds in the game, 17 and 8 for Leanne Jackson for Pikeville. Turnovers, 8 on Bethlehem, 7 on Pikeville. And again, as the victory goes to Bethlehem, they improve their record to 27-8, Pikeville at 27-6, and Bethlehem moves on, Ivan, and now Bethlehem gets the opportunity to go against the winner of Sacred Heart and Clark County coming up tonight.
Wow, what a prize. You know, it's like, here's what's behind curtain number two. You've already gotten a look at what was behind curtain number one. Now, curtain number two is what you got, and boy, what we will be blessed, however the matchup would turn out in that quarterfinal matchup. Looking forward to that. As we've been treated so far in the first five games of this tournament thus far, and I expect this next matchup between the Lady Devils and the Lady Colonels take the floor here shortly. Those are going to be two school communities familiar with each other, and feel like they got a chance to advance here at the Sweet 16 to get in that Elite Eight.
You really wondered if when the coach left, if you might have Henderson County just saying, well, we just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
We can't play anymore. Without him, how do we go on? Because he'd been there so long.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, when you talk about
Jeff. And his son is
you talk about, you know, Jeff and what he was able to do for so long there with that program, but his son was on the bench with him for a good portion of that time and all the success there. And so it'd be interesting to see, you know, some of the familiar things, the systematic approach there at Henderson County, a program that is a perennial power coming out of the second region down there. And it'll be interesting, this matchup, because you've got a player in Charlotte Sprinkles that was on this Henderson County team a year ago, and now she's over on the opponent side here today, and I think she'll have a lot to say in the outcome of this in this ball game. And you know, what will, if anything, you know, her teammates being on this stage, what will that be like early on in this game coming up, and how things may play out?
And again, boy, Jason Clark, I've got to believe, don't know it, Leah Macy must be a great teammate just because of the way the players react to her, react to somebody coming in, and in 1 year, and you think, what's valuable to a team? It may, one of the most valuable things may have been the fact that she was hurt for those games.
Yeah.
Those games may have helped her teammates realize, hey, look what she really means to us.
Yeah.
And may have made them less selfish in terms of, hey, if Lee can go score, that means we score. It doesn't mean that I didn't get to take a shot.
Well, and I think you could say this about yesterday and what we've seen so far today. The best player on the team for those teams, you didn't see them pointing fingers at their teammates. You know, a lot of times, you know, you have a highly driven person with success. A lot of times they are getting on people, and they're getting on them sometimes in a way you're like, hey, what about the mistakes you made? You know, you didn't see that today. Even coming into the huddle, even when, you know, late in the game, when it was obvious Bethlehem didn't know what play they were in, she didn't go over to Carly Thurman and was like, what were you doing? She went to Coach Clark and said, hey, I don't think we knew what we were in. We didn't know what we were doing, you know, and then went down the floor. You know, a lot of players would have went, you know, a lot of players, you know, would took the route of, what were you doing? I can't believe you did that. You turned the ball over. No, that wasn't you. That's collective us. I need to find out what we need to do. And so when they got the next possession, immediately Coach Clark stood up and said, hey, here's what we're doing. Slow up. Here's what we're doing. Let's get into our play. And I think we saw that, you know, play out over the last 2 days. The best player, you never seen Trinity Rowe get on one of her players today.
They started counseling them, talking to them.
You never saw
what
her.
What you do,
and that's what you do when you're the most talented player and the leader, you know, by default sometimes. that's the approach you got to have, you know, the way you react. And I thought listening, and you know, I go back to that college game the other day between South Carolina and LSU's women, and the way that Don Staley responded in the moment, knowing that, hey, my team did something that I don't expect them to do and that we talk about, you know. Yeah, we'll take the punishment because, yeah, we did something we weren't supposed to do. We're going to take accountability. You've got to take accountability instead of deflecting it, changing the narrative. We did something wrong. We'll address that, we'll deal with it, and we'll move on. And that's what leadership is all about. When you're trying to establish culture, it starts from the top and it trickles down. And that goes back to the sportsmanship you and Butch Cope were talking about at halftime. I thought that was a great interview from that perspective because I more people need to hear that. You know, there are parents out there that have talented student athletes that get too involved in situations, and then they forget, you know, hey, these are humans out there that are making these calls a lot of times. These are players that are going to make mistakes. Hey, let them enjoy the moment as players. Yeah, you're not going to get every call. They're not going to make every call correct, but there's no sense to act out and show and be a poor sport about it. You can respect people in their endeavors and not, you know, do some of the things like following people out to their cars and stuff like that. That's just ridiculous. Or some of the language you hear come out of the stands sometimes. It's ridiculous. You're grown people. Act like it. You know, okay. Act your age, not your shoe size, as Prince said in one of his songs.
And a Prince song has been called that. That'll do it for us for right now. We're just going to take a short break. We'll be back here in about 20 minutes to get ready for Owensboro and Henderson County. But for now, for Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, our studio engineer, Bethlehem, 56, Pikeville, 49, Owensboro and Henderson County coming up from Rupp Arena. So long for now.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.